Yeah, you know, I'm S-R-M-B-K. You heard the press, the gentleman that you all killers. If y'all niggas didn't know, now y'all know. And if y'all is the first time seeing me, this is what I look like. You heard? All city vertical kid, you heard? Cause you ain't gonna see nothing but graph legends, champions, concrete jungle barbarians on this shit. You heard? You heard?
Nice and dark. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Graph Champs, baby, episode 5. We have the king of kings, the goat of goats, the godfather, the blueprint. Thank you. Big Easy, baby.
Yeah, what's goody? What's goody?
Yo, man, thank you. We're honored to have you. Like, it's fucking nuts, bro. Rest in peace, Jod. Free Josh 5. This is Easy, the architect, the blueprint. He's gonna spit gems that only he could spit right now.
Hey man, yo, it's a pleasure being on as well, man.
Thank you, bro. You're widely known as one of the GOATs. You're personally my favorite writer. So we have to start straight from the beginning. The streets wanna know, E.
Shit.
The streets want to know how did it start? Where did it start? Where did this whole fucking what you built start?
Yo, how it started was me being manipulated into doing graffiti, man. I used to hate this shit, man, by my older brother and Josh 5, you know, little guy with the bifocals on, you know what I'm saying, man? Couldn't get out the house. So, yo, they kind of like manipulated me into this form right here, man, what I'm doing right now. So basically, that's how it started.
I can say
another thing. Sinfor is like complicit in this as well.
So what year was this? What year did you start taking? First of all, how did you even get the tag? Easy.
Oh, that came from females, man. In med school, that's where that came from, man. Because they like the demeanor, and I used to have a lot of. These girls, they used to try to talk to me everywhere I go, man. So they say, "Yo, I'm just gonna, yo, you got your demeanor, so I'm just gonna call you Easy." So I just ran with that name because I had a bullshit name before that.
What was your first tag?
LC, 1982, low class.
LC, low class.
Low class, yeah, man. Family members used to tease me behind that fucking name. That shit had to go.
So now you're a little kid and you're on the trains and you're seeing graffiti on the trains. Is that what inspired you?
No. What inspired me was my older brother taking me to the 3 train. And the first thing I ever wrote with was illegally was Shoe Die. And I wrote on all the doors. So like a week later, some shit like that, I told everybody, hey, I did some graffiti on the train. I put LC on there. So the kids came in there. Like maybe 2 weeks after I wrote it and said, hey, I seen your name on the trains. And that right there started. That was it. That was it from that point on. That was the spark right there. That was it.
That was it. So at that time when you was writing LC on the train, did you notice that were there niggas like that was killing shit at the time or that you repeatedly seen on the trains?
Damn, man, that's very hard. Like, I wasn't paying attention to that aspect of it at that time, but I do remember some names like Estos. Let me see. Damn, man. Maybe like a Quick. Here's the Wiz. A little bit of John 1 from the letter lines, because I used to take the letter lines to school. But not too many. I wasn't really into looking at graffiti writers at that time.
And this was 1982 when you were writing LC. What year did you switch over to Easy?
January of 1983, new year, new name, new everything. I flushed that shit down the toilet ASAP.
So now you're Easy, boom, and you're just hitting trains with Shoe Die or whatever. You're not like a fucking doing pieces on the trains or nothing like that.
No. When my name was changed to Easy, the Shoe Die went out the window too, man. No more Shoe Die. That was toy shit. So what happened, me, Josh 5, gas. We started doing like the streets. That's what we, that's where I really I first started doing the streets. But when I got up with JOZ, Josh, I started doing the trains and the streets simultaneously. While Josh Five was doing primarily streets, Josh was doing primarily trains. I'm doing both at, you know, at the same time. Cause Josh did not like the trains. I mean, Josh did not like the streets like that. He thought that's, he thought that was some toy shit. And Josh Five, he just couldn't get up, you know, uptown to do the trains with us. So he was doing primarily streets. So I was doing, you know, I was on both angles.
So how did you even meet Josh Five and Jaws, rest in peace?
Josh Five is my cousin. He's my blood cousin.
And okay, so we can.
And Jaws, I met him through a guy named Slade. Because it was Slade, Jaws, and Peen. That was his their first crew. So I met Slade first because he used to come to my crib all the time. He used to kick it. And he said, yeah, I'm going to bring my peoples up here. So he brought Jaws up there, you know, up to the crib one day, man. We just kicked it. The first time we met, we just kicked it like brothers, man. It just like all came together, man.
So all right. So now so that was the 3-0. That it was y'all 3 all the time from the beginning.
Now, from the beginning, it was more than that. It was Frisk. I mean, Phobia, Shamma. Who else? Peen, Slade, Shaq, and Gas. A guy named Shay. I can't forget about him. So that's like the very beginning, 1983.
So all right. So 1983. So now you're niggas is hitting partially trains, partially streets and shit. Now the trains eventually start going out. Now like people are moving to streets. How was that transition for you? What did you like better?
It was never a transition for me because I started the trains and the streets at the same time. So it was never a transition. While I was doing the trains, I was already like all city, like probably like 10 or 15 or 20 times already. So I was already doing the trains. So it was never a transition. That's what the books put, man. But it was never a transition. So it was very
comfortable. Which one did you like better? Did you like hitting trains better or streets better?
I'll tell you this, man. Me, I like a challenge, man. So I like the danger. I felt like the streets was more dangerous. So that's what I'm rolling with, the streets. I love the challenge,
yes.
But I'm rolling with the streets because it's more. It was more of a challenge.
So now you're gonna fucking. So was from the beginning like I'm just gonna fucking kill everything and be the fucking king. That was the mindset, or you just.
Yeah,
what was the mindset?
I'm like a fucking a maniac when it came to that, man. I had a problem, a real problem. But let me just say this: like when I got into this, man, I said to myself, "I'm gonna kill every fucking train that exists, and I'm gonna kill every fucking block that exists." That was my mindset. So I stuck with that, man. But as far as like piecing, I started doing piecing first, but not with spray paint, but practicing. But I seen that wasn't. Cause I had this thing about just getting up more than anybody. That was my thing. So I didn't think I couldn't accomplish that with piecing. So I just went with the throw ups and the fucking straight letters and the tags. So that was my thing.
So when you're like, all right, I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna hit streets and I'm just gonna fucking take over everything. Was there anybody in mind that you like, all right, this is the nigga right here. I gotta outdo this nigga. Was there anybody making noise like that?
You know, there was a few people hitting the streets. But not all city. There was no such thing as an all city movement when we came out. There was no such thing. Gates were clean, walls were clean. But there was dudes that was coming out, you know, from the yards that take their scraps and hit like a couple of gates, a couple of walls and shit like that. But so, you know, when we first came out, there was no such thing. So there was really not too much competition. But there was some dudes that was coming up after us. Some guy named Shays, Craft, OG4. Then you had Most, MSK. Arise, Little Man did his thing. I'm giving his props all day. He did his thing. You know, dudes like that, cats like that in the beginning.
So now, what's your favorite paint? Because you are always with the flat blacks. What's your favorite black?
You know, before Krylons became bullshit, it was Krylons. That was my favorite. Because of the fat cap, because we used to create our own fat caps. If not, you know, we used to go to Arnett Strauss and take the big round caps. I forgot the little can that it was on, but we used to always go in there and just rack all day up in there and path marks and some shit like that. But I used to like Rust though, because at that time that paint was rich at that time. So I just like that for the outlines. When we do outlines, that's what I use the Rust-Oleum for.
So was it systematic? Like, did you have a fucking plan? Like, yo, I'm going to destroy this whole fucking avenue, every single gate with a big giant fucking tag.
This the thing. We never wrote in cars. So I feel if you write in cars, you're not going to cover that much ground. So what we did, we used to go to the beginning of every avenue, every major avenue in New York, and go from the beginning of that avenue to the end of that avenue and record everything. People say gates. I don't know why people say gate king. I hate that fucking term. I hate it. I hate that shit with a passion. We had everything in sight from the beginning to end. So that's the way we did it. That was basically the formula.
Yeah, that definitely was the formula, because as a little kid, I thought you was from my neighborhood, because you had, just like you said, you had the whole Bushwick Ave, you had the whole Myrtle Ave, you had the whole Broadway Ave, you had the whole Knickerbocker Ave, gates. As a little kid, I thought you was from Bushwick.
Well, actually, I am Brooklyn born, but when I was doing all this stuff, I was living in Harlem. Then later in '86, I moved to the Bronx.
So all right.
Nobody. I mean, every time when I did meet people, they said, "Damn, are you from Queens?" They just couldn't distinguish where we was from because the way we bombed the city, it was very difficult.
So now you're fucking killing every fucking gate, and you said people came after you and started doing their thing. Just from the beginning, you knew you was gonna go like hit every single borough. Like, all right, this is something niggas never did before. Like, that was your plan? Hit every borough?
That was the plan. This is something that me and Josh Five, like, pretty much talked about. And we kind of like, reeled Josh in, because Josh wasn't with none of this shit. And so we had to manipulate him into bombing the streets. So that was, like, basically me and Josh Five thing, man.
So now you're fucking killing every borough. Now niggas is seeing the blueprint and shit. So now niggas is copying it. Now niggas is riding you. You must have met mad riders. Like, who are some of the people you came across? Did you ever come across somebody while you was bombing?
Man, I forgot some of the names though, man. I probably bumped into more people in the train layups than the streets. But we did bump into some people's, man. Because like when I'm in the streets, man, I try not to conversate with nobody. I'm just like in the zone, man. I just want to keep bombing. I don't want to sit there, drink a beer with nobody. I just want to get up. That's it, man. That's my thing.
So what's your favorite? Do you have like a favorite borough or favorite spot where you went bombing that it was just so beautiful? Like, tell me a bombing story.
I'm gonna tell you, man. I don't really have a favorite spot. I'll be honest with you, man. It's like every time, I make every day my favorite time to go out, you know? I say my favorite thing is when I complete a bomb. So I just consider that my last bomb, my favorite one, because I completed that bomb and it was safe. So that's the way I looked at it.
So now you killed everything. You're easy. Like, you're known as the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Tags killed everything. Boom. Then like the 90s come along, the mid 90s and stuff. And then like it seems like you took a long break.
Oh yeah.
Shit. What?
Yeah.
Like what happened?
It wasn't really a long break, because I was still writing, but not on that magnitude. And the reason why, I mean, we slowed down because Josh Bob, you know, he's going in and out of prison and jail. And man, it's not to sound cocky, but I'm gonna say this, man. We felt like there was nowhere else to hit in New York. There was really no place else to hit. So we kind of like chilled out, you know, for a bit. But I moved out of town. I moved to Virginia for some time. But I was bombing out there, but nobody, there was no graph moving out there at all. Then Job 5 came out there later on and stayed in my house, and we was bombing a little bit, but there was no graph writers, none of that shit. So we didn't really like take a big break like that, because I was still in this shit.
Okay, but then, because, all right, now, one day I'm bombing and shit. I'm bombing. It's like, I don't know. It got to be like 2000, early 2000, or mid 2000. I'm bombing. I'm somewhere. Boom! And all of a sudden, I see a big easy tag, like a brand new one, like on a new type of gate and shit. Yo, and I was like, nah, get the fuck out of here. And now, then I started seeing it, and I was just crazy. I was over there in Bensonhurst, boom, and I seen an easy tag. I swear to God, I caught a silver tag right next to you. I couldn't believe it. I was like, no, he's back. And then all of a sudden, boom, the blueprint once again. Like, yeah. What was in your brain, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, man. I was on the phone with Kit 17, right? Old school writer from 73 to 1980. I told him to go outside because I was living in Virginia. I said, yo, go outside. My name is out there, man. And he kept walking and walking. He said, yo, I don't see your name nowhere. Yo, that shit got under my skin because I didn't know the Buff was like that, man. I said, okay, when I move back to New York, man, I'm going to take care of this shit. So that was it right there, man, because I didn't think the Buff was that serious. I thought that should have been up forever, man, but that's not the case.
Nah, bro. In New York, you know, they paint a lot of shit. They rebuilt the whole fucking city and shit. But then you came back and you fucking brought back the nostalgia, yo. You fucking just showed New York again why you are who you are. It was incredible.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that a lot. Yeah, man.
But, you know, so when you came back hitting the street, like, now Easy came back again, boom, now you start, did you start seeing other niggas up there? You was like, oh shit, you start noticing niggas?
Yeah, you know who I noticed? I noticed some of the BTM guys, like Louis Attic, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Who else? 17, you know, she's always killing shit. And I seen J.A. hitting the trucks. Who else? Catch, I think I seen him as well.
Catch, yep.
Yeah, Catch. I remember seeing his shit up. Maybe some dudes I can't, you know, recollect right now. Hey, there's a dude that writes.
Nice.
What was that?
No, go ahead.
No, there was some dude that writes CANO. I've been seeing this guy on trucks forever, man. I'm talking about since the 80s, man. This motherfucker's still hitting the fucking trucks. And I seen this shit as well.
Cano, yup. Cano, Cano, yup.
Yeah,
for that's forever, crazy. Man. Yeah. All right. So now you're taking over again and everything. And now you're like, you're bombing with a couple of people. Who's a couple of people? Who are like some of the people you linked up with?
You know, it was like a reunion with me and Sin 4, obviously. Then, you know, ZA1, my little bro. You know,
OGM, baby.
Yeah, OGM, Stu, you know, in the gang. And who I, then after that, you know, I went out with, you know, 17 a few times. Then eventually me and Karma, we like linked up and went kind of heavy together. So she's been
nice.
Yeah, she's been like the, what we call the new Jaws.
Yeah, she kills shit. I don't know. Is she from Philly? Because she had like the Philly type hand style.
Yeah, her hand style is fucking ridiculous. Yes, she's from Philly. Philly born.
I knew it because she got the tall fucking big tag style. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that shit is sick. Sick. Yeah, man.
Great. So what do you think about the graph now then? Like when you know, when you was coming out and shit, like what do you thought about the graph that was out?
Oh, you talking about what I'm seeing in the streets? Oh, man. Do I really have to go there?
Yeah, tell me. A lot of trash, right?
Yeah, man. There's some good stuff out there, too, though, man. But it's some bad shit out there, man. Real bad. Real bad.
Yeah, bro. People need to practice. That was TK said it last time, bro. Practice, bro, before you put some bullshit up.
Yeah, exactly, man. It don't take nothing to grab a marker in a fucking... or a pen, or even a pen with some paper or a black book or something, man. Just practice. It don't take long.
Another, I mean, exactly.
It's not
TK said it too. Be legible.
Yes, exactly, man. I mean, you're not gonna take your can and be a Picasso when you first come up there. I do understand that, but you still gotta practice. I mean, because you gotta practice can control as well. So it's not gonna be neat, crispy. I do understand that as well.
Yeah, and everyone starts toy. Like you said, it has to be practice and shit. Always practice. So what do you think, did you ever think that like the work that you put in, like you would be like, you could capitalize off it and you're like a fucking rock star. Would you ever think it was going to be like that?
Oh man, you know. Oh man, I really have to go back. Okay, you know what? Back then, I didn't have that in my mind, man. My mind was just to get up. That was it. I didn't think about the ramifications or anything after that. I didn't think about none of it. You know, now that I'm older, I do intake that now, but not back then. It was just about getting up and plus being competitive with other graffiti writers. And I was also competitive with my own crew as well. Not just with other graffiti writers, my own crew. Because I'm like telling Jaws and Jaws 5, yo, I'm going to outdo both of y'all. You know, that's the way I was.
Yo, but Jaws had the crispy, the most crispiest straight letter throwy. It was ridiculous, yo, bro.
His hand, yo, his piece of skill is out of this world. It's too bad not too many people seeing his full potential. This dude was fucking on another planet, man. Yo, that dude had mad skills, man. I'm going to say this about my bros, man. This is no beef. These are my people that Josh stepped up to, man. He stepped up to the Tats crew and asked them. No, he demanded to battle them by himself, all of them. I never forget that shit.
Yo, that wow, Tats crew like Bio and Brim and all of those.
Yeah. Those are my bros. But I mean, I'm trying to give you I'm trying to give you an example where the dude was at with his skills, man. The dude was ridiculous.
Yo, so let me ask you a question, E, because this right here, yo, this right here, this is going to be like monumental to me and shit, because you're the GOAT of all GOATs. So, like, do you have a top 10? Like, who's your favorite top 10 writers? Or give me some names. It don't have to be 10 if you don't know 10 or whatever. Okay. But, do you even have a top 10?
I don't have a top 10, but I can say this. In my early days, these like the writers that grew on me. A guy named Prince EA. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
So how is it, Prince?
Prince EA.
Prince EA. Nah, I never.
Yeah, some of these dudes you probably never heard of. You probably heard of Mac because I like his hand style. Mac from Task Crew.
M-A-C-K?
Yeah, I like his hand style, and
I like
Cap because what he done in Star Wars, you know, because he had all this beef, he showed his face, and he wrote on the train. Even though I had beef with him too, he wrote on the fucking train and like, fuck it, come for me, fuck it. But he did time behind that, so I definitely rock with that big time.
Nice.
Yeah, but anybody I don't got else? 10 though. I don't got 10.
So you said a couple. Cap, I definitely know because he has the most famous line. It's not about who has the biggest; it's about who has more.
Oh yeah, but in all honesty, that little line right there kind of like influenced me as well.
Nice.
I can say that.
So you take everything as motivation to just be the GOAT. That's why you're the GOAT. I guess you're like the fucking Jordan of this shit, my nigga. The street bombing game. A lot of people say JA is the street bombing king, and he's the definition of a relentless street bomber, definitely, and shit. But me personally, to me, Easy is the GOAT. You're the blueprint. You know what I'm saying? So you showed. I think he's definitely a generation after you, anyway. So. Yeah, you definitely like top shelf to me. Like it can't get no bigger than you in street bombing. Are you still like, so now you jumped in the art world and like, are you still like around? Are you out there? Like what's going on with Easy?
Oh, this is what I'm doing now. I mean, first of all, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to never stop doing my thing. I want to mention that no matter what happens. Okay, because this is like a lifetime commitment with me, man. As far as the bombing scene, I just want to state that because I don't want people like, oh, this dude is selling out. Nah, that's not the case. Okay, now, but this is what I'm doing now, man. I'm doing like installations around the city. I'm doing like cutouts. Me and a guy named Koz, K-O-Z, Silver Tuna Studios. He pretty much goes out with me every time I go out because I can't do this shit by myself. I'm taking a fucking ladder and I got to put glue on the fucking shit. And I got to climb up like two stories to put the shit up. So that's basically what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, those shits. Psh, yo, bro, that's like leaving gold on the side of somebody's building or something, bro. That's like some Banksy Ching Ching, my nigga. Yeah. So, are you in any of your shit in galleries right now? And could you plug some galleries? You got any shows coming up? Anything?
I have galleries hit me, yeah, but I might consider one. Someone wants to do something in March, so I might consider it.
So what about the merch, like the canvases, the stickers? Like, how could they get that?
All they got to do is DM me.
So you constantly have, no matter what, like niggas could buy 100 sticker packs off of you if they want.
Oh, yeah, I got tons of artwork done, but I never posted it. So they just got to DM me, that's all.
All right, cool, bro. Fucking, what about like, you want to give shout outs to any your peoples? What you doing out here? Who you rolling with?
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely gotta give a shout out to my big bro, TK TNR. I gotta say this, man, because not enough people say this shit, man, about TK, man. He's one of the guys that did like fucking whole cars, pieces on the train. And went all city in the streets. Not too many people did that, man. So I just want to put that out there. And I want to give a shout out to, rest in peace, my little bro, Jaz, my cousin Josh Five, Gas, Karma, K Merz, Silver Tuna Studios, Kit 17. My boy Jesse Flores, good artist. You know, I keep it right there. You know, TNR family, I keep it right there.
All right, bro. Yo, I really thank you for being on the episode 5 of Graph Champs. You're the king of king, like I said, the GOAT, man. It's an honor to have you. And, you know, wait, I got to shake the can for you.
Oh, yeah, take that shit. I love that sound.
Word, man. Yo, son, please keep. Like, you always got to keep your name out there and shit, because like you said, man, it influences the next niggas and shit. And you know, one day we're not going to be here, and there got to be another easy, so you got to keep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of shit, man. You're going to see some shit, man. I just keep it there. I just keep it right there.
Everybody stay tuned, bro. Yo, salute to you, my brother. You heard? You always been solid since day one, my nigga, and I appreciate you. You heard?
Oh, man, thank you, man. I appreciate you too, man. And I love this platform, man. You keeping it real raw here, man. I like that.
Thank you, bro. Yo, we gotta pass the history on. If not, you know, it's gonna be lost to these. There's a horrible graph out there.
Yeah, exactly, man, because I don't like how they putting the pen to the book, man, because they fucking changing history. I don't like that shit, man. So we gotta keep this shit raw. That's what's happening for real.
That's a fact.
I could go into that, but I could go in that real strong. But we could do that another time.
Nah, yo, bro. Salute to you. Be safe, and we support every fucking move you make. You heard? We right there.
All right, man. Thanks, my dude.
Salute, bro.
Peace.